Harper Audio presents 4 Seconds. All the time you need to stop counterproductive habits and get the results you want. By Peter Bregman. Read by Chris Sorensen. Introduction. I was walking down 48th Street in Midtown Manhattan when a man, well-dressed in a nice suit and shined shoes, with coiffed hair and a leather briefcase, brushed by me. Then I saw him turn his head and spit out his gum. I kept my eyes on the wad of gum to be sure I didn't step on it. The gum flew maybe 3 feet in front of me, bounced off a tree and then rolled onto the sidewalk, landing right underneath his foot as he took his next step. He kept walking without noticing his own bright blue gum stuck to the sole of his shoe. I laughed out loud. And then I got to thinking, how often do we all do the same thing? How often do we take an action that we think is in our interest but ultimately ends up as gum stuck to our shoes? How often do we engage in behaviors that backfire? Sometimes the ways in which our actions work against our interests are blatantly obvious and easy to avoid. I just heard a story of someone who worked in a senior role at a Wall Street bank. Like the bank, he was highly leveraged. He'd bought an apartment well beyond his means. When he heard he wouldn't be getting a bonus as big as he'd expected, he yelled and cursed and disparaged his boss to other people in the firm. Now he doesn't have a bonus or a job. Other times, our self-sabotaging ways are more subtle, like the time I was running...